Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dave Stoffer about a free dinner and program for veterans and their families happening this Friday, Veterans Day. A special dinner is happening here in Washington on Friday. Can you let us know what's going to be happening?
It's a dinner, Sally, that we've had for a number of years now, the American Legion Post 29 and the Washington County Military Museum, often known as F Troop, have gotten together for a number of years now to provide a free dinner to the veterans and their families of the area. It is free. We do ask for a free will donation to help defer our costs, but we did not want to charge money to a veteran if he or she could not afford to come.
And there's a special speaker as well as the dinner.
Yes. We pride ourselves on being able to get some speakers because we try early, and so we've had some. We had a general one time. This time we're having a Lieutenant Colonel, Mark Coble, and he is the U.S. Army National Guard. He has been in the Iowa National Guard almost 30 years and has had combat tours in both Afghanistan and Iraq and multiple state active duty assignments when called. He's from the Waco High School, graduated 1986, and a 1990 rather, graduate of the U of I. He's been to Southeastern Community College, and he has been to the U.S. Army War College, which I understand is a prerequisite for those who are going to become a colonel or a general somewhere down the line.
And it's nice whenever you can get a speaker with such experience from the area.
Well, I really think that people pay more attention to speakers who have had experience in what they're talking about. And since he has served in both Afghanistan and Iraq, he will be speaking to young people who have been there as well as to older veterans who experience their conflicts in other theaters, and they'll be able to identify with them as well.
And also with this event, there's quite a bit going on, will be the members who went to Boys State and Girls State. Can you explain what that is?
American Legion Post 29 and the Legion Auxiliary sponsor boys and girls every year to go to Boys State and Girls State, which is a group of high school boys in one instance and the girls in the other instance, who go off to you don't want to call it a retreat, but go off to a weekend and actually set up a government with a governor and a mayor and all of this sort of thing to learn more about civic things and more about responsibilities as citizens of our country. And so they come back and get to tell the people at the Veterans Dinner some of their experiences. And we have discovered over the years that most of these young people really, really do have almost life-changing experiences. They really have some things opened up to them, and they really change their minds about a number of things while they're there. So it's a wonderful thing for them. And, of course, a lot of the veterans at the dinner are old people, and we all know are older people, and we all know that young people help older people stay young. So it's good to be around the young kids. They inspire us to keep on doing.
And again, this dinner is Friday night. Do people need to make reservations?
No, we are going to have food for probably 150 to 175. We normally seem to have enough that we can stretch it out a little bit. This year, the American Legion Post at Ainsworth has decided that due to dwindling membership that they might like to be a part of this. So we think that there'll be some folks coming from there over as well.
And why do you feel it's important to hold something like this each year?
Well, very simply, regardless of how you feel politically or who you voted for, we live in one of the greatest nations in the world. And the reason for that, or part of the reason for that, in my not so humble opinion, is because men and women have gone off to put on the uniform of their country to help protect that freedom, to protect that Constitution, protect our right to elect whomever we want, protect our right to be free. And many, many, many times these people did not want to put on that uniform. They did not want to go away from the homes and families, but they did the job that they needed to do so that we could live as free and wonderfully as we do. Good to honor them. Good to recognize them.
And that's been today's Washington Page with Dave Stoffer, speaking about a free dinner and program being held in Washington at the United Presbyterian Church Friday, Veterans Day. It'll begin at 6 o'clock, and reservations are not required. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.